Good morning. So glad you could join us again for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. And many times we have the opportunity to interview folks and just kind of hear their personal testimony. Today, we're excited about David Johnson being with us. David, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You know, it's really neat to read the Bible and to see how each person the Lord comes across, it's a different approach, it's a different story, it's a different background. And so as we interview folks in our church, it just amazes me how unique God is,
yes.
You know, and where he finds us, and then how he begins to draw us to himself. Tell us kind of maybe a home you grew up in. Was it a Christian home? Tell us how you first came in contact with the Lord.
Well, my mom really didn't push us to join a church, but she did encourage us to attend occasionally, just the holidays or Easter, Christmas.
Easter, Christmas, okay. All right.
But it wasn't really forced upon us.
All right.
I didn't get saved until I was about 18, 19 years ago. And I come from a charismatic background,
right,
where it was more of the
emotional
yeah, based type of belief system.
Okay, okay.
I had some head knowledge of who Jesus Christ was, thinking that I was saved, going through the motions.
Oh, okay. And you were what age when you came to the Lord for salvation?
30.
All right.
That I knew for sure.
Right.
Around
right.
30 years old.
All right.
We were attending a charismatic church, and really, that's all it was. It was more of a social gathering. It really, there was no emphasis on someone being saved and actually what saved meant.
Right, right.
So me and my wife and my brother, we attended another church,
yeah,
where we actually heard the gospel for the first time.
That wasn't an accident.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. And,
yeah.
And the light just went on, you know, it's just like, okay, this is what we've been missing. So we started attending more.
Okay.
And wanting to know more of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And so I signed up for one of their Bible study classes, and one of the teachers had asked me, you know, if I was 100% sure if I was to die tonight, would I go to heaven?
Interesting way to ask it, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I really couldn't answer that question because I didn't know. I didn't have that assurity that, okay, if I did die tonight, that I would go to heaven. He had turned to 1 John 5:13 and explained what that verse meant.
Right.
And the assurance that we do have once we are saved.
These things have I written unto you
that we
that
may know.
May know that you have eternal life,
So that night after the Bible study, I made sure that I was going to get this right.
Was this Bible study at a home?
Yes, actually.
Yeah.
They would actually come and visit us.
Okay,
and it was just a blessing that we were able to hear the gospel finally. So after that, we definitely wanted to know more, wanted to grow more in the Lord.
Sure.
But unfortunately, I had taken a turn for the worse where I decided to do my own thing.
Okay,
and I had fell in some dark times.
Yeah, yeah.
But even in that time, God had kept his hand upon me.
Sure.
I had to learn some hard lessons.
When you're a child, you can go through spanking, can't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember hearing Adrian Rogers talk about the worst person on earth is a man, not the unsaved man, but a man who's saved but has fallen out of fellowship with God. And for a long period in my life, I was in that.
Okay.
And not really having a peace of God in my life. Not being where I needed to be. So I went through a period where I literally lost everything, you know, and almost lost my family as a result of that. Whatever sin it was.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I didn't have hold of it. It had a hold of me.
Right, exactly.
And there was no way that I could break from those things. Not by myself.
That's why it's called bondage.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, right,
Definitely a slave to it.
Sure, sure.
So got to a point in my life where I'm crying out to the Lord, Lord, free me from this. And it didn't happen overnight.
Right, right.
And, you know, by me being a hard-headed person.
Really?
You know, I had to...
It's a man thing.
To learn some hard lessons.
Right.
And, you know, even in that, God was showing me how he was working in my life, where I'm praying that, okay, I'm expecting him to answer the prayer one way.
Oh,
he answers it another way.
And you're saying, wait a minute, Lord, whoa.
Yeah, this is not what I wanted.
That's not the plan.
Yeah. You know, but even in that, as I think about it now, all I can say is thank you, Lord.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and just being in the pit that I was in.
Right.
And seeing how God was working through
mm-hmm,
it, actually having to break me.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to the point where it's like, okay, Lord, I'm going to surrender to your will.
Okay.
And upon deciding, okay, Lord, it's your way.
Right.
Yeah, I faced a lot of obstacles, and the tests were coming. And what I was learning is it's a daily battle. You know, I have to surrender to God's calling.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that I can do that's going to give me the victory over this unless I continue to walk with the Lord. And I'm not saying that I didn't have my struggles or anything
like
that. But it's like, Lord, help me to continue to seek you. Help me to do as you called me to do.
Right.
And I started reading the story of David and how God called him and the things he went through and how that related to my life.
Okay. And you saw God's grace, God's mercy,
and
God's long-suffering.
And that's exactly what he pointed out to me. And even though, I had to be reprimanded, corrected, he did it in a lovingly manner.
Yeah.
And I just thank him for that. Just surrendering to him and asking him to direct my path. Give me a heart like yours, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Because it's, in essence, a heart issue, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He answered that, and he's answering it now.
That's great.
And there are some challenges. My desire as far as wanting to be the spiritual leader of my home and how important that was, you know, reading in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and how Moses was telling the children of Israel, you know, these words should be frontless to your eyes. And I mean, you should meditate on these day and night, and we are to teach our children.
Right, right.
But as a father, I neglected that role.
Sure, yeah.
And, you know, now that my children are older, they may be out of the house, but help me to be a godly example to them now.
Right.
And just allowing him to continue to work in my life and just to be totally surrendered to his will. And even with my wife and having the proper relationship with her and to being her provider and just loving her. And, you know, the Bible tells us we are to love our wives as Christ has loved the church. Lord, how do I do that?
Yeah.
And what does that even feel like? I mean, is it more than a feeling? And it is.
And it is, yes. Yeah.
And just, Lord, just do whatever it takes to break me where I can be that man of God you call me.
Right. You know, what you're talking about there, David, in Deuteronomy 6 starts out saying that you love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And then it says that these words which I have commanded thee this day shall be in thy heart. So it starts out with a love in your heart. Then it goes to God's word in your heart. Then it says in verse 7, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children.
Mm-hmm.
And so it starts out with, what are my heart desires? You know, because what my heart desires are, that's basically what controls my life.
Exactly.
So if I'm in bondage of any kind, I have to go back to, all right, how can I change my heart desires?
Mm-hmm.
Because once I do that, then God's words will be in my heart, and then I can truly teach. But if I'm not living it, I'm not going to be able to teach it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just reminded of what it says in Romans 8:28.
Yeah, yeah.
All things work for good to those who love God mm-hmm. and are called according to his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about that. It's like, okay, Lord, how are these situations that I'm in, how are you going to use this?
And how is God using this?
Well, definitely getting my attention, okay, these are things in your life that you need to work on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even in the darker times of my life, I pray that God would use those things to help me to help others.
Who themselves are going through dark times of their lives.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it may not be the same things, but mm-hmm. going through those trials and tests, this is how I was able to get through these
things. Right, right. And so as they're able to hear your testimony, they know, okay, here's a guy who knows what he's talking about. He didn't just read it in a book. He actually walked this path, messed up, and then came back to the Lord.
Oh, yeah. I messed up bad.
Yeah. And, you know, and when we're able to say, it doesn't matter how much we've messed up, there's a God in heaven.
Exactly.
Who loves us. And as long as we give him all the pieces, he can put it back together again.
Exactly. Exactly. I thank him for it every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And it does give you a new opportunity because you're living and working among people who mess up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the symptoms, you know, you know the excuses, you know the words, and you're able to say, mm-hmm, yeah, been there.
Yeah.
And looking for people then that will respond by, really, you've been there, so you're not there anymore, so how'd you get out?
Exactly.
That opens the door then for the testimony for the Lord.
Exactly.
And so as you do that, you're able then to, yes, be an example to your wife. Yes, show her, my life is changing as a husband.
Mm-hmm.
And you also mentioned that the kids were out of the home. But yet, they're still watching.
Exactly.
They're still listening. And so any last words you can share with us here, words of encouragement?
I just want to say if you're going through anything, we have a great God that we serve, and there's nothing too hard or too insignificant for him.
Mm-hmm.
Bible tells us to cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us. I encourage each and every one of you to do just that and trust him in everything.
Amen. Nothing too big for God and nothing too small for God is what I just heard you say. David and folks, if you're listening to our voices this morning, wherever you are, whatever you're going through, you may be saying, oh, that's just an insignificant sin. There is no such thing. Or that is so huge. I've totally messed up. God can't. Oh, yes, God can. Because we can see God work miraculous things when we totally turn our life over to him. So until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.